I've had the privilege the last couple weeks to have a lot of exciting, fun things on my calendar that have really filled my bucket and allowed me to do some personal work internally, as well as some leadership development. And I'm so thankful for those opportunities. And a lot of these experiences were in the presence of a lot of very strong and amazing women. And it's interesting when you enter a space with other women, especially in a space where it is filled with women who are leaders in their communities and leaders maybe of nonprofits or of other very powerful type organizations where there's change and exciting things happening. It's almost immediate for me how quickly I can discover what type of room I'm entering into and whether that room is built on harmony or whether that room is built on competition. And so today, in today's podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about creating spaces of harmony and what we can do to build each other up and the lessons I've learned along the way. Thank you for joining me today on More and Enough. Welcome. I'm your host, Liz Mayfield. The hustle culture, while occasionally alluring, has never really worked out for me. I strive for intention. Sometimes that intention leads me to pour my soul into a project, and other times it begs me to slow down. I'm a nonprofit executive, working mom, and I'm trying to be a better human. I started this podcast as a way to connect with amazing women who are finding the balance between more and enough. I hope you'll join me. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. This is the Sunday after daylight savings time. And so it is such a trippy thing we do in our minds to justify this time change in our bodies and in our houses and with our families. I know we were talking with some friends today, and it's all it is really an extra hour of time with family, right? Work with kids, whatever that is, an extra hour to do laundry. But we are here and I am back. I am thankful for the ability to sit and do a little bit of a recording after a few really busy weeks for me and my schedule. And I'm really thankful. I'm hoping that I have a couple new listeners just out in the world from some of the experience I've had over the last few weeks. And so today I want to talk a little bit about entering into spaces and some thoughts on harmony. So I mentioned in the intro, I've had the ability over the last few weeks to have kind of a culmination of lots of things that have been postponed for a year and a half or more, gatherings and trainings and other exciting things that have been just, you know, absent from my life and all of our lives during the global pandemic. And now as people are vaccinated and we're learning the proper way to mask and the proper way to gather, it's now safer to do so. And a lot of things got rescheduled, it seems like, into this fall season. So throughout the month of October and November, I was really, my calendar was just chock full of exciting projects, exciting opportunities to be with other people and enter into a lot of different types of spaces. Some of those are spaces that maybe I created or hosted, some of them spaces where we were coming together for a different purpose. And so I want to talk a little bit about my experience, because one of the things I noticed, one of the reasons, and just in some of the reflections of these gatherings, was how thankful I was to have spaces, especially in conjunction with the other women in the room, but really anyone in the room, where there could be where there seemed to be a lack of competition. I don't know if this is related to coming off of very lonely, isolated pandemic, and we're all just so excited to see each other again. Whether that was somewhat of a global reset, I think it was. I have no idea if that contributed to the experiences, but what I found really interesting is how different people were with each other and how even I interacted with the room and the experiences. So I'm thinking, I guess, about a lot of different things. We were able to host a large community event, and the leadership team that puts that on every year are some of my favorite people to work with. It's an annual event done in collaboration with several nonprofits in my community. And the way that we have over the years worked together has been really amazing to me. There's, of course, always bumps along the way. We're all human. But it's a room that it's a space in which I don't find there to be a strong sense of competition or one-upping. And again, I'm thankful for that ability to gather in those spaces in that way. I also was able to attend a training with nonprofit leaders across the state. That was amazing, a great opportunity to listen to an author share about building cultures of trust and some other amazing pieces, and to connect with leaders who have been through the ringer. And it was so interesting to me to see some of the same people that I've been lucky enough to maybe connect with via social media, but not in person for maybe two, three years, to be able to see them again in person and to understand the heaviness that we were all entering the space with because of our experiences and of leading nonprofits through a global pandemic. It was palatable to me. It was very obvious that we were all changed people. And while we were the same, and a lot of things were the same, there was a sense of relief and joy and just saying, oh my gosh, these are my people who get it. And I love that. I love entering into spaces like that. I was also able to do some group retreat work with other leaders across the state. And again, the ability to enter into a dinner or a meal or a training together and have there be a sense of togetherness that probably was very present during, you know, prior to the pandemic. But in my mind and in my thoughts, this word of harmony kept echoing through. And so I got to thinking about that because I thought in my mind, it's like there's an absence of competition. And when women gather, especially women who are doing similar work, pretty quickly, I feel like we can sort ourselves into several different groups sometimes. Like, okay, these are the women who are really here for whatever reason. It reminds me of The Bachelor, right? You know, here for the right reasons or here for the wrong reasons. Like, there's a sense of like, oh, okay, so there's, you know, there could be in this group of people someone who is, you know, their purpose for being here is furthering their own career, their resume, their all the things, right? So maybe there's some one-upping, maybe there's a little bit of comparison happening, maybe there's a lot of pushback, contention, maybe not, right? But there's a spirit of competition. And I feel like post-pandemic, especially, any sense of that has been really obliterated because we're so in a different space. We've collectively been through a traumatic and are still continuing to be involved in really tough leadership decisions. There's not space. And by the way, when I say competition, I don't mean organizational competition. Of course, there's people in the room who are, you know, maybe even competing for the same candidates or the same market share or whatever, but I'm talking about the spirit of it. The idea that we can set any of that aside and come together and into some version of togetherness. And so I looked it up, and one of the antonyms for competition is harmony. And that word has been rolling around ever since I looked it up in my head because it's such an interesting, it's an interesting concept. And as soon as I saw that as an antonym for competition, I thought, okay, that I get that. I can see that. But what I want to point out, and what I think has been something on my mind, is how the different versions of harmony, so the different definitions of harmony mean different things. So when you start thinking about harmony in the sense of togetherness, right, you might think, well, there's a peace about us. There's some friendship, cooperation, understanding. There's a sense of maybe empathy or sympathy together. We can be of like minds. We can be together in a space in harmony. But one of the synonyms for harmony is conformity. And I feel like I find that so interesting to me, because that's exactly the opposite of something that I would say is a part of harmony. I know, you know, in music, you're talking about different chords or chord progressions that kind of come together and create a beautiful sound. And one of the other definitions of harmony is, it says, the quality of forming a pleasing and consistent whole. So it's a blending together to create harmony. And so for me, harmony is that piece that says we shouldn't and we don't all have the same experiences exactly. We don't all come with the same backgrounds. We don't come with the same cultural experiences. We don't come with the same demographics. We don't come together with the same viewpoints, but there is a sense of harmony because we are gathering for fill in the blank reason, right? For whatever the purpose is. And we find that there's beauty and strength in that. In fact, I would go so far as to say that homogeneity or conformity is the opposite of harmony, right? So it's not a matter of everyone coming together in the same space and being the same, but it's bringing the unique perspectives to the table and creating something beautiful from that. I think, and I hope that in the various experiences that I've had, and I just listed a few over the last really 2 months, I really think and hope that there were others that sensed this, that there were others that sensed the gathering being so important to what we do, but that we can all show up exactly how we are and still create something beautiful together. There doesn't have to be homogenization. There doesn't have to be a, you must look like me in order to fill in the blank. And that's the thing that I think the pandemic really taught me and taught a lot of us, is that there are so many ways to do things. There are so many, we were forced into innovation and creativity against our wills and at the cost of a lot. I mean, not to say that it wasn't extremely stressful times, but we were forced into a space and time where we had to find creativity. We were forced to reckon with the spirit of competition or the spirit of almost anti-collaboration that might have been present prior. I know that that's true in my workplace, in my field, and with collaborators in the work that I do across the state and throughout different organizations. We may have thought it a great idea to collaborate or work together before. We might have even dipped our toes in that, but it became essential during this global shutdown and the global reset. But at the same time, everything we're experiencing is unique, and coming together in a harmonious way, setting aside homogeny, but coming and saying, hey, this is what I can bring to this beautiful piece of music or this beautiful project we're creating. It's this. This is what I can bring to it, and showing up with that. But how often, and this is a question that has no answer, but how often are women discouraged or fearful, especially pre-pandemic, I think? Have we been scared or nervous to show up and bring that harmonious voice, right? We think what is required of us is either competition or homogeny, right? It's either that we come here to compete or that we come here to be the same and to blend in and do what's told of us or what we need to do or what we believe people expect of us. And so one of the challenges I've been thinking through is entering into spaces after the great global reset, entering into spaces with a different mindset, with a mindset of harmony, with a mindset of, hey, what I have to bring is unique and different. My perspective is unique and different. And that's great. And it doesn't have to be everyone else's. And in addition to that, I desperately want to hear your experience during this time. I want to hear your experience in this area that I'm not even aware of. I don't know how you experienced this time that was super stressful, but I can learn about it. I can learn about it. You know, one of the trainings I went to, we talked a lot about cultures of trust and building trust and the concept that, crisis creates that. Crisis is when trust is created, right? When there's a space for us to say, okay, things are happening that are completely out of our control and unprecedented and all the things. So how can we come together and trust each other as maybe an organization? But I would venture to say, even as a community, I think these are the things that are happening. And of course, I can't talk about that without mentioning that they're also not happening, right? We also saw all the ways in which people were not ready to be harmonious together, or not ready to set aside competition and strife, and were really not embracing the empathy, sympathy, and peace that come with living in harmony with our community. There's a unity that's missing, and we all feel that, and we all see that. It doesn't take even 10 seconds of social media scrolling to see that there's a lack of unity. And I'm going to say that that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to have a lack of unity when things are changing, when we're in a season of change and we're being called to think of things differently, everything differently. Work is different. Our the way we interact with our communities is different. Everything has changed. And so when we go through this pain of growth and change, it is difficult, I think, to always expect unity. However, the more rooms we can show up in as ourselves, as our full selves, to bring our harmonious piece of the beautiful, beautiful music that's being made, if you want to take it that far, when we show up with that and we set aside competition and we enter a space that say, hey, listen, I have been just figuratively beaten up over the last 2 years. I am burnt to the max. Things don't feel right. Things aren't right in my community. They aren't right. And everything is different and everything is wrong, but I'm here and I want to learn with you and I want to learn from you. There's an amazing peace that comes with that. There's an amazing space that says, yeah, my experience is different. You know, this is the experience I have, but I hear you and I want to be with you in this as we navigate what pandemic life in 2022 coming up looks like. So setting aside competition is step one for sure, but it goes so far beyond that because you can't just say, well, no, I don't, you know, I'm not competing with anyone in the room, but not enter into harmony and unity and not enter in with empathy. When we dig ourselves in, we may not view it as competition. When we dig our heels in and we refuse to move and refuse to observe and enter our spaces as ourselves, we are part of the problem at that point. We have now said, post this great global reset, that it was more comfortable for us to live with our masks on. It was more comfortable to pretend that we had unity than it is to strive and push towards real unity. And I know that's not what I want. And I'm so thankful that the spaces I've entered into, there's been a sense that that's not what others want either. There's a sense that we're all changed and that's okay, but that we need to continue and continually be evolving and examining how we have been reset and how our organizations and our communities have been reset. And we have to be sensitive to that in order to be leaders in our community. So my challenge this week for myself and everyone who's willing to accept it with me is to look for spaces and places and conversations where you can show up as yourself with your experience and be in harmony with others around you. To fight against conformity and fight against homogeny and looking like everyone else or being like everyone else, but showing up, competition aside, admitting that we all have work to do when it comes to unity and when it comes to goodwill with our fellow community members, but that we're willing to do that work and we're willing to show up in spaces where that work can be done as ourselves, fully ourselves, that we're not going to settle for the old paradigm of competitiveness and silos and closed off and closed doors and closed off relationships and fakeness. That fake unity is not going to work for us anymore. We've been through it. We don't need any of that anymore. We figured out who people are, and we figured out and seen the cracks in our communities and what needs addressed. And we refuse to sit back and be complacent and enter spaces where we think that we need to continue against working against each other for some sort of outcome. Women, I think, do such a good job of this already in many ways, but when we operate out of fear, when we operate out of the pre-pandemic concepts that we grew so used to, the temptation to look at spaces and gatherings as competition or a space to set yourself apart and be this and be that, and we forget about harmony, we set it aside for the sake of ourselves, we have not understood what's happened and the shift that's occurred after this global reset. So I'm looking for harmony, not homogeny. I'm looking for harmony. I'm looking for unity in the sense of showing up as ourselves. I'm looking for women willing to show up consistently with a spirit of cooperation and a spirit of peace with each other, and a spirit that says, a sense that says, hey, what we've been through is significant, and that's okay. And now we get to create and build a new, a different world. And that starts with our own worldview. That starts with our own ability to show up in spaces and listen and care for others as we see what they've been through and where they're headed. I'm wondering if anyone's willing to enter into that challenge with me this week, entering spaces with harmony, entering spaces where we aren't competing for the top or the best, but we're simply being with each other. If you want to join me in this, send me a message. If you want a little accountability or you want to chat about it, I'm sure there'll be an Instagram post you can comment on. But I am happy and willing to have these conversations because I know that for me and for my experiences over the last few weeks, the shift in gathering and the shift in being together and learning together, it was noticeable to me. And I'm hoping that you feel the same way. Okay, so I'm laughing a little bit to myself because my reframe section here, where usually I dive, well, and I'm going to today dive into some poetry. Normally, I like to think through the topic we're talking about and offer maybe a different perspective or a similar perspective. But today I'm going to share a poem that is maybe a little bit on the dark side, potentially. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you'll find it very uplifting, but I read this this week and it was so intriguing to me. from the sense of the way that the world is right now. And it does have to do a little bit with harmony, I think. But I was reading a new to me poetry book called Goldenrod Poems by Maggie Smith. Not that Maggie Smith from Harry Potter fame, but this, her book is really great. And I think it's similar. I find her poetry similar to like Kate Bear and her poetry, but who, by the way, has a new book coming out soon. And I can't wait. I think it comes out in a few days here. But I read this poem called Wild from her book Goldenrod. And I think something about it just reminded me of the world we're living in today and the systems that have set up this specific concept. So it's called Wild. She writes, "I've talked so much about loving the world without any idea how to do it. Something about turning the other cheek, something feeding the mouth that bites you. The world I'm trying to love is all teeth and need and gray mange, but I can't resent the wolf for pulling the lamb down even in front of his mother. I can't be moved by a limp throat. The wolf has her own crying young. I've talked so much about loving the world. Is this how it's done? I am offering the only thing I have. I'm holding out my hand, feeding myself to the hungry future." I think I read this several times and I thought to myself, what an interesting way to view the world. And specifically, the concept that even in the metaphor and the vivid imagery of a wolf pulling a lamb, the wolf is, in a sense, caring for her own, right? It's, as she writes, "the wolf has her own crying young, and I can't be moved by bleeding or a limp throat." Our society, our culture really is turning and has been headed and continues to head towards this concept. And the reset of the pandemic, I think, made it even more evident how the systems at play in the world have set us up for this concept that we have to resent the wolf, or we don't know how, right? We don't know how. Like she says, "I've talked about loving the world, but I don't know how to do it." And I think that's so many of us, especially women who are in the nonprofit realm, but anybody, we're here and hoping and wanting to love the world. And all we can do is really hold out our hand. And she ends it with saying, "I'm holding out my hand, feeding myself to the hungry future." Because that's what we have to offer. It's so interesting to me too, because again, how do you navigate through? There's so many ways that we have set the world up to be a black and white, a good guy and a bad guy. Even in the story, the sheep and the wolf, a good guy and a bad guy. But it's complex, right? There's systems at play beyond what we can even see or understand. So I wanted to share that poem just because it's been on my mind. I think too, as we enter into spaces of unity with each other and focus on collaboration and community and not competition, we have to look at these systems. We have to think through them and address them and say, it isn't black and white. It isn't wolf versus sheep, because the wolf has her own needs and her own interests and family and all the things, right? So the complexity is there, and we have to, and we've been now exposed to and see the systems at play. So we can't go back to life as it was. We're called to do something different. I don't necessarily love that language, called, but it's what comes to my mind. We can't simply act as though we can, but we shouldn't maybe simply act as though none of this is true. The complexities are there. And the more that we can dive into them and understand them and break down systems, the better we all are for it. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. More resources and information is available in the show notes, or you can visit more-enough.com. I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. I'd be very grateful if you would leave a review and share it. If you have any thoughts on today's episode or topics that you'd like me to touch on, connect with me via the contact button on my website, more-enough.com, or you can leave me a voice message for future episodes by clicking the link in the episode resources below. Thank you so much for taking time to connect with me today.